Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not unexpected, but now it's official. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is endorsing fellow Democrat and former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together and build a better, fairer world for our children.
That from a video Pelosi posted online today. It's a big day for folks in several states that are going to start reopening today despite the continuing outbreak of coronavirus. Restaurants across Georgia are now cleared for in-person dining as long as they do adhere to strict guidelines. And there are several other states that are loosening their restrictions as well. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A police officer in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is dead. Another still fighting for his life as police say a murder suspect shot the two yesterday as they were searching for him. And in Arizona, the search is on for a suspect accused of shooting a cop in the Phoenix suburb of Chandler. That officer has been released from a hospital. We told you earlier that there are a lot of states starting to reopen despite the continuing pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will likely begin to reopen the economy in certain areas after May 15th with precautions.
All that progress we made by flattening that curve, we could lose that in a matter of days if we're not careful.
Tyson Foods, the meat processing giant, says there could be a shortage of its pork, beef, and chicken products as it's closing its plants because of the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Another victim of a mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart has died, as Guillermo Garcia had been in the ICU after getting shot several times back last August. His death raises the death toll from the shooting to 23, the suspected gunman accused of targeting Latinos at that Walmart store. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is ready to get back on the job after recovering from COVID-19. The 55-year-old returned to number 10 Downing Street last evening after spending 2 weeks at his country residence, and he had been in an ICU in a hospital for a while before that. And the White House says President Trump spoke with Johnson by phone just a couple of days ago, and the two agreed they would work together to continue to combat the spread of the coronavirus. They also discussed pursuit of a new U.S.-British trade deal, according to White House spokesman. And Willie Nelson is giving back amid the coronavirus crisis, the singer signing some face masks made by a Houston resident that will now be auctioned off. And Nelson's granddaughter actually came up with the idea so that the profits can go towards buying more materials to then make more of the masks. Each mask starts at a bid of $200, the ones that Willie signs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
well, happy Monday, America. How you doing? Hanging in there? It's almost over. We're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel. And reason is the order of the day. It's amazing about common sense. It's not lacking as much as you think, and this is why the pushback is, coming upon these governor capitol buildings and these state houses around our country, because the people realize, okay, enough of this stuff. It's ready for, we're ready to get back, and we can be thankful. As I was saying in the first hour, God has created us in such a way to overcome it. It's like, some people think that maybe this is a surprise. Like, God didn't know that we were going to have, these kind of viruses coming up. I mean, in the history of man, viruses have been around. There's been diseases around. And God has created our body in such a way, quite miraculously, to withstand these. And this is what's happening. I mean, forget about all what the scientists and the data are saying and everything. Because, you get different motivations that are coming into play here that I think is crowding up, the whole common sense and the reasonableness of what's going on. But we'll get through this, and hopefully we will be all the wiser. But we seem to repeat things, though. We say that history is so important so that we don't have to repeat the same mistakes, but it would seem that we're doing that. James Beverly is joining us now. He's written a fascinating book called God's Man in the White House, Donald Trump in Modern Christian Prophecy. What many people may be surprised about, and Christians including here, is that there have been many prophecies about Donald Trump over the past decade plus, I might say, that said that Donald Trump is God's man for the very hour. Now, for some people do not understand the spiritual component of our livelihood, this is something that you'll probably just, push aside and say, okay, well, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church, doesn't really mean much to me. But for those of us who are spiritually inclined, this is quite provocative and an eye-opening, dare I say, because the signs have been there, James Beverly, that Donald Trump is extraordinary. He is not just another, political office seeker who finds himself in the Oval Office, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows he's unique, one of a kind. And it's hard to believe we could have gambled before the election and probably won a lot of money because people weren't expecting him to win. But I started studying about prophecies about Trump even before he was chosen as the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a remarkable story. I've studied charismatic prophecies and, Pentecostal prophecies for almost four decades, so I just noticed that the famous Christian prophets started to talk about him. The best I can see is a guy named Jeremiah Johnson out of the blue said, God was going to use Trump, and that was in July of 2015, when Trump was not the favored person among Republicans.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, when I, and you have a picture on your cover of evangelicals, I'll assume they're evangelicals because the picture looks familiar, because I remember when the president was surrounded by people praying for him. And there were a couple of people who were there, and I asked him, I asked him directly, I said, is he the real deal? I mean, it's almost as I was asking that, I felt like maybe some, early century disciples, would-be disciples, saying, you know, hey, we see this guy doing miracles, is this Jesus guy, is he the real deal?
Well, Bill, you're not equating Trump with Jesus,
I bet, but no,
I get the point.
But you know,
picture on the cover of my book was taken by a close friend of mine, Rodney Howard Brown, a Florida pastor who's from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So Rodney gave it to me and let me use it on the cover.
Wow, very cool. But the deal is, and you get my point, I mean, because, even Mike Flynn, General Flynn, he questioned it as well before he made a commitment. Of course, this was quite costly in retrospect for him. Nonetheless, it was like, okay, he wanted to understand that Donald Trump was legitimate, that it wasn't another one of those Ross Perot kind of things where you were going to get people all whipped up and thinking, okay,
and then it
fizzles, you know?
Well, I continue to be amazed by the early prophets. Even if you don't think they're prophets, it's just quite amazing. I can think of three or four people who went public about Trump, and one of them lives in Florida, Jeremiah Johnson. I've met him.
Mm-hmm.
He got enormous criticism for going public and saying God was going to use Trump. The same happened with Lance Wallnau, a Dallas businessman.
Right.
And then the one who sort of doesn't fit the bill of a prophet, this quiet Australian prophet named Lana Vouser, went public in the fall of 2015, and she had no idea of the flack she was going to take.
Well, Ann Coulter, who you wouldn't necessarily put in the category of a prophetess, but Ann Coulter came out on Bill Maher, and she was, remember? Go ahead.
Yep, she was mocked on national television. Yeah, Trump shocked the world. Of course, I've often thought and told people, can you imagine what it's like to be Hillary Clinton? And she would have bet $1 trillion on election day that she was the one, and then all of a sudden the polls start to turn and Trump is the victor. It must be just so bad. We all know it was unbelievable.
Exactly. Well, the media had all dressed this up. They had conditioned everybody. It is a million to one. I mean, we had people inside our government, the FBI and CIA, did not see the plausibility of somebody who was, in so many ways, politically untrained. He didn't come through a rank. He wasn't a governor. Wasn't even a junior senator, for goodness sakes. And here he is. I mean, what kind of chance could he have? But meanwhile, he had eliminated, 16, 15 other highly qualified Republican candidates.
Yeah, it's astounding. Even late in 2015, The top evangelical leaders met in secret to figure out who they chose, who they wanted to be president, or, you know, the Republican nominee, and they did not pick Donald Trump. They liked Rubio and Ted Cruz and a few others. So it's an amazing story. Now, of course, some people would say that the prophets are crazy. Trump should not be the president. And one of the things I say in my book, Bill, is you can't use prophecy to decide what's right, because sometimes the prophets, the famous Christian prophets, are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that the Mormon senator was going to win. They predicted that. So they sometimes make big mistakes. So the way to decide about Trump is the way you make normal political decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about that because I'm Canadian, although I follow American politics almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, we've got to go to break. We've got more from James Beverly. Dr. Beverly is a research professor at Tyndale Seminary in Toronto, associate director of the Institute for the Study of American Religion in Woodway, Texas, and author of 15 books, of which we're talking about his latest, God's Man in the White House. After this, stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Yeah, we sure do. We the people have a country to save, ladies and gentlemen. You got to step up, just like our early patriots of this country who came up with this great American experiment, led by God, no less. There is no way that anybody outside of God is going to come up with this concept that we enjoy today. That has, there's been those antithetical forces that have come against it, and here we are in this era, in this 21st century America, with someone who was not expected
Not predicted, as our guest, Dr. James Beverly, had mentioned earlier. We could have made a lot of money betting, you know, for Donald Trump. I'm sure probably some people did. Said, look, he's going to be the guy. But, you know, when you had the media and everybody else hyping it, saying there is no way, a million to one, you know, Hillary was going to be the next president. But meanwhile, you had Christian prophets claiming for over a decade that Donald Trump is the chosen one, that he's God's man for the White House for this particular hour. Hundreds of prophecies about Donald Trump. I mean, this is amazing. You know, you haven't mentioned Dr. Beverly, Jonathan Kahn. And Jonathan Kahn, in his book, The Oracle, had laid out the scenario and characterizes Donald Trump as the Jehu of the Old Testament, who came riding in with all kinds of rambunctiousness and energy, you know, turning the order of the day, the political forces of the day, on its head.
Yeah, Jonathan approaches it a little differently. He does, you know, detailed study of the Bible and history. It's not so much he privately hears from God or the Holy Spirit leads him. So he's been an amazing story. I haven't studied him as much as the more regular kind of prophets, Bill.
And speaking of which, as you and I were saying, you know, I'm an old school guy about prophecy. And in the early days, in the mantle of the prophet, you were known by your accuracy. If you were not accurate, you, in a sense, were misrepresenting God, and there was a price to be paid. Either you were set down and set aside, or you were purposely eliminated because you violated the responsible tenets of a prophet. You'd mentioned earlier there are some so-called prophets, and this is what we need to be careful of, who
right.
have said things that have not been accurate. And
right.
And I would say in cases, even in the media, I keep wondering, why are they continuing to give somebody place here when they've either obviously lied to people or just didn't know what the heck they were talking about?
Right. Yeah. People need to keep their head up and be careful. The you know, if I told you I was a professor, that isn't that amazing. If I tell you I'm a preacher, that isn't that amazing. But if I tell you I'm a prophet, that's a really exceptional word. So people listening all across your radio network should be careful when they hear people claim to be prophets.
Exactly.
Some of them are not. Well. Mm. I know some of them, sadly, who are outright liars and mm-hmm. frauds, but thankfully not very many. I think the vast majority of people who claim to be prophets are decent, godly people. If mm-hmm. they're wrong, it's not wrong because they're deliberately wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes in understanding, you know, somebody being wrong, and we've seen this in the Bible, is that you know, the idea of prophecy, you know, the Bible says also that we know in part, prophesy in part. So we may not have the whole story. And
oh,
maybe
yeah, that's right.
maybe what we see things in a certain time may be for a word down the road, not a specific word right now. And this
right.
is this is what requires discernment. But if you, you know, if your blade is dull, so to speak, and you are not a consumer of prophecy and a consumer of understanding the times like the brothers Issachar, you're going to get duped.
Yep. Well, that's, you know, my specialty over 40 years. I'm in my 60s now. So my specialty as a prophet has been studying false religion, cult groups. I started teaching the year that Jonestown happened, so it's just tragic to watch people forget the Bible verse where Jesus said, beware of false prophets
exactly.
who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the cult leaders, they're ravenous wolves. And so people need to keep their head up, and especially when people are using the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's
yeah.
the most powerful name in the universe, and people need to be careful when they hear people invoke his name.
Hmm. Yeah, I was watching a video from a friend of mine who had interviewed a former sheriff deputy in Los Angeles, California. And he was a young man coming out of Mass. He hears, if you can't say the name of Jesus, then, that's an indicator that you are of the devil. And he thought about that, and it really bothered him, because, who could not say the name of Jesus? I mean, why is that an issue? And he was in the jails there in downtown Los Angeles, and he was on basically death row, where, all these evil people were there. And he happened to research and realize that probably, I think, over half of the inmates were declared Satanists. And so he offered them a good Thanksgiving meal if they just said that if they could say Jesus Christ. And the stalker, the famous stalker, Richard
Ramirez.
He was one of the first cells he went to, and he says, "Hey, how would you like a great? I'll bring you the Thanksgiving dinner that the sheriffs get. I'll bring this to you if you will just say that Jesus is Lord." Not a problem. And when he went to say it, he was, so contorted, the words could not get out of his mouth. And he went on with his experiment several more times with several other inmates and found the same thing to be the case, that you will have those people, to your point, how powerful the name of Jesus is. And yet, God told us that you're going to have people that cannot declare, but by the Holy Spirit, that Jesus is Lord.
Right.
And we think, how academic, right? How academic that they couldn't. But yet, there are people here, even in this modern era, that you would think not in a million years, and even some, as you say, dressed in sheep's clothing, who pretend. But they will be the ones, when they come face to face with God, and they'll say, "Hey, didn't we?" And he says, "No, you didn't.
Right.
I didn't even know you," right?
Yep. By the way, you're fortunate in that you have held a copy of my book,
yes,
God's Man in the White House. I haven't even held one yet.
No way.
The Amazon works. They print their own copies, and I'm still waiting for the Canadian publisher to get copies to me.
Well, I feel blessed. Let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you want your hands on his book, God's Man in the White House. The research that you have put into this book is so extensive, James. Clearly, as you say, you've been studying this for decades, and you have given us what some have described as the most complete resource of materials on this subject, and includes references to over 500 prophecies and statements made by more than 100 prophets and top Christian leaders. What does that tell you?
Yeah, also, Bill, the prophecies are intertwined with the political and social events of Trump's presidency. Mm-hmm. So you can see the story of the people attacking him or major developments in his life. My wish for the president would be that he pay more attention to the people who support him and less to the people who hate him.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I think he claims to be a Christian. A couple of my friends know him. And
yeah, Paula White. I spoke with Paula White. She said that he's the real deal.
Yeah, so I think everybody wishes he could be a little more careful sometimes with what he says.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why we pray.
I'm amazed he can stand up every day, given the hatred he experiences.
Well, there's been reportedly several attempts on his life. That's the other concern. But this is also why we need to continue to pray for this president, because for a time such as this, he is here, and he's shaking things up. And the corruption is being exposed. And he could be God's hand of judgment on this country to get this country back truly on track. Dr. James Beverly has been with us. James, look forward to having you back, sir.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thanks to the Tide radio broadcast, listeners in Kosovo have been able to hear the truth of the gospel in their own language since 2015. Muhammer, a university professor and a Muslim, is one of those listeners. "I found Radio 7 Kosovo accidentally, and since then is my favorite radio station," Muhammer said. Whenever I need wisdom, I turn on the radio. Somehow, I'm enlightened when I listen to the programs. I'm a traditional Muslim, and I respect all the other faiths. I read a lot and want to gain wisdom. I love the messages you broadcast from Pastor G. It is so unique the way he brings the biblical principle to our everyday life circumstances.
Your gift to the Tide Ministry today will enable more listeners like Muhammad in Kosovo to learn the truth about Jesus. You can give online at thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not unexpected, but now it's official. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is endorsing fellow Democrat and former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together and build a better, fairer world for our children.
That from a video Pelosi posted online today. It's a big day for folks in several states that are going to start reopening today despite the continuing outbreak of coronavirus. Restaurants across Georgia are now cleared for in-person dining as long as they do adhere to strict guidelines. And there are several other states that are loosening their restrictions as well. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America, just the way you like to hear from us, fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, the world may be changing around us on a daily basis, yet one thing remains constant, the importance of our health and the well-being of our families, right? Well, feeding our loved ones wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meals will always be a priority. However, with families currently home for all three meals, creating a variety of dishes can be challenging. Oh, you thought we didn't notice, huh? Well, registered dietitian and nutrition consultant Amy Goodson is going to be joining us, and she's on hand to share great ways to bring a little excitement to the meals you make at home. Amy, you are a godsend. Thank you for joining us. Amy Goodson, a registered dietitian and nutrition consultant, she's got all the goods to share to help make these meals not only nutritious but fun. How are you doing, Amy?
I am doing great. And, you know, whoever would have thought we'd be making three meals a day at home in 2020, right?
Exactly. I mean, hey, that happened when we were little kids growing up. That went by the wayside, right?
Exactly. And, you know, so many parents, I think, are saying, what am I supposed to be making that not only is creative and something that the family will eat, but that's also delicious and affordable and something that even the little ones will enjoy. So I think that's the key, is what we're getting on the table at those three meals.
Okay, let's talk about some tips to add some excitement to everyday meals.
So when you look in your fridge, you're probably going to find some real dairy products, be it milk, yogurt, cheese. And the reality is there are so many delicious things that you can do with those ingredients that some people don't even think about cooking or baking with. So when we talk about fluid milk, you can actually use milk to braise proteins like pork chops and chicken. Really, that milk helps tenderize the proteins in the meat. It adds flavor. So the Italians have been doing this for years. It's a trick they know, but really adding some flavor to your protein option. And then, Bill, one of my favorite foods is cheese. Mm-hmm. And there are so many things you can do with cheese, from breakfast to dessert. You know, mm-hmm. this morning I actually made some savory oats. So thinking about doing oats and some chopped pistachios and stirring in that cheddar cheese and letting it melt.
Wow.
You can also add things like mozzarella cheese. RealCaliforniaMilk.com has a fantastic recipe for a cheesy bacon buttermilk pancake. So if you're doing Saturday morning brunch with the kids, that can be an option. And I even have used cheese to make dessert. So I made a spiced Monterey Jack bread pudding. So a hint of spice, cheesiness with the Monterey Jack cheese. So lots of ways to take maybe some traditional sweet typical items to make mm-hmm. them a little more savory with cheese. And then so many parents are finding themselves baking right now, whether they're trying to entertain their kids or make snack activities. Mm-hmm. So using yogurt to bake. So yogurt can add moisture, flavor, and tenderness to baked goods. So whether you're making like a yogurt-based blueberry cookie or muffins, so you can really get creative by switching up some recipes and adding in some real dairy products.
We're coming to your house, Amy. You got this wired. I mean, this is awesome. You know, when I saw that, in terms of baking with yogurt and that, that was like one of those V8 moments, you know, where you thought, why didn't I think about this earlier? This is a great idea.
You know, and it adds, like I said, that moisture and flavor. But when you cook with yogurt, you're also adding a little bit of protein. So typically your baked goods are going to be somewhat lower in protein. When you add that yogurt, not only are you adding some essential nutrients like calcium and vitamin D, but you're also adding a little bit of protein. So that's a great thing for kids, for adults, and you really feel good about some of the sweeter treats that you're eating.
Plus, when you know, the quarantine breaks down, you're able to go out in the neighborhood, you can go be bragging about all these new recipes and things that Amy has taught you. And, and the people are going to be wondering, baking with yogurt? You switched out the wine and you're braising with milk? You're going to be the hit of the neighborhood.
Exactly. And, you know, it's really about choosing quality, right? So one of the things when I'm out grocery shopping at the store, I'm always looking for that real California milk feel. When we talk about providing goodness for our families, you know, I want to know that I'm supporting real dairy farm families that are working hard so that I can put nutritious food on my table. And so when I look for that real California milk feel, I know I'm supporting them. These farmers are dedicated to sustainable farming. So, you know, when you think about feeding your family, you of course want to feel good about feeding something them healthy, but you also want to think about what you're doing for someone else's family. So being, you know, so many dairy farms in California are family owned, like 99%. So it is a great way to not only feed your family, but also help another family.
And it pays you back because enjoying milk that provides 15% of your daily value of vitamin D, right?
You are exactly right. And, you know, one of the things that I think so many people don't realize is that real dairy products are very affordable. So they're delicious, something so many of us grew up drinking, whether it be milk, eating, whether it be cheese. I know my nephew eats cheese, like he'll grab it right out of your hand and eat it. But, you know, dairy products are very affordable. And so you can feel good about what you're feeding your family, getting those nutrient-rich foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt, cooking and baking with them like we're talking about, but knowing that they're delicious, they're affordable, and giving your body the nutrients that it needs.
We're talking with Amy Goodson, a registered dietitian and nutrition consultant. Amy, you know what I like about your ideas here is that we don't have to go to the grocery store. All we got to do is open up our refrigerator. That stuff is there, and it doesn't take a whole lot of time, you know, to jazz up everyday meals. And you'll be surprised at how the kids will respond to this, right?
Definitely. And, you know, the one thing I've been reminding people, even though so many of us are sheltering in place at home and staying home, the internet still works. So you can find these delicious recipes, and maybe you're not a creative recipe person, but as I mentioned, when you go to various, like Pinterest, or as I mentioned, realcaliforniamilk.com website, you can find some of these recipes that someone already came up with, and then you can recreate them with your kids or for your family or whatever it is. So it actually makes it an activity as well. And then it's adding a new recipe to your recipe pile in your cabinet or whatnot so that you can enjoy it, not only during the time while we're sheltering in place, but throughout the rest of the year and so on.
Well, let me tell you, Amy has such credibility. I mean, she's been working for years with Ben Hogan's sports medicine, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Texas Rangers. And you don't do that if you can't deliver the goods, Amy. I mean, this has just got to be a breath of fun for you, and I bet you can't wait to get back to work.
I know. It really is. You know, it's so great working in nutrition because I love the topic, but it's really wonderful to be able to help other people. And nutrition's a confusing topic for so many people that are reading magazines or looking in the media, so it's great to be able to dial in and help people understand about real nutrition and get, you know, that scientific fact behind the nutrition, but in something delicious that you can feed your family. We're always talking about eating whole foods and, you know, dairy products are whole foods, so milk, cheese, and yogurt, including those, they're one of the five food groups. We talk about it when we're young, but they're just as good for us when we're old. So that's something to remember, that they can help feed us throughout all the ages of our lifespan.
Yeah, I think part of the, I don't know, the confusion over nutrition, Amy, is that people start reading words or trying to read words that don't make sense to them. But those are generally processed items that can be a bit confusing and threatening, all presented under the guise of nutrition, but may not necessarily be so. Can I say that?
You're pretty close and correct on that. And again, it's going back to what we know. We know that fruits and vegetables, whole grains, protein, and dairy are really the base of what we want kids and adults to be eating from. And I think people make it a little more complicated than what it is. Going back to some of those hardcore basics are really where you start to find some of those key nutrients. Like, I do a lot of education and public speaking, and one of the things I always mention, a lot of people don't know that, like, milk has 9 essential nutrients, including protein. Well, you can get a glass of milk very inexpensively. So again, it's going back to say, you know, if you're using fruits and vegetables, use canned, use frozen, use fresh, you know, get that dairy on the table. These are economical ways that you can really feed your family, and taking out some of that confusion and just going back to the basics of what we know and getting in those good nutrients for your family.
And you'll be surprised how much fun it is, because we're going to overcome the boring recipe blues just with a simple walk in your kitchen and look at ways to jazz up everyday meals. And Amy Goodson has been here, registered dietitian and nutrition consultant, to help us on our way. Amy Goodson, thank you so much for being with us. Stay well and safe.
Thank you for having me. Thanks. Have a great day.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
What it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Look, we got a choice, life or death, huh? And that's what the Bible tells us. And, you know, and it, no matter how much life you've lived, you know, it comes down to that. And are we doing the things to promote life, or are we doing the things that, you know, promote death? I mean, it really does come that simple. But if you have any questions and you're a bit confused about it, you know, the Bible, I love the Bible, Adam Holtz, because in particularly in this particular topic, it poses the proposition, you know, you can choose life or death. But then it says immediately, doesn't give you much time to think about it. It gives you the right answer. Right answer is life, okay? Right. That's what we want to choose. And even in the midst of this pandemic, although some have said it's really not a pandemic, well, you know, I think maybe we're splitting hairs here, however way you want to refer to it. But there's lots of opinion flying around. But I did run across a useful tool that's exercised in logic. I don't know if you've heard about this before, but William Ockham up with a brilliant theologian and philosopher and logician going back to the 17th century. He said, look at, you know, don't make things, basically this is my interpretation, don't make things complicated. You know, you don't want to multiply the agents in a theory beyond what is necessary, is what the Occam's razor theory is all about, or application of thought. And this is what we do, is that sometimes we end up making it to where, which President Trump said that, you know, you want to make sure that the cure isn't worse than the disease, which is really kind of interesting, because over the weekend I had time to, you know, watch one of my old favorite movies, Men of La Mancha. I love that, Don Quixote. It's just so much of that, you know, it just rhymes with my reason, and I love it. But and all of a sudden I hear Peter O'Toole, you know, the man of La Mancha himself, Don Quixote, say, do not let the cure be worse than the disease, or was one of his doctors had said that. And I thought, wow, you know, maybe that's where it came from. But you know, little did I know that I'd heard it many years ago, because I've watched that movie, I can't even tell you how many times. I just love that movie.
Right on. I mean, I think it's interesting how ideas come up in movies, and that's certainly what we work hard to deal with at Plugged In, because I think it's easy for us to look at pop culture and say, yeah, it's just entertainment. You know, it doesn't matter. But the reality is everything in pop culture has a worldview, and there are values in our world being reflected, and there are values being reinforced. And so it's facetious to say, oh, you know, movies don't really have an influence Of course they do. Mm-hmm. You know, movies, TV, music, video games, they're all full of ideas. And yes, ideas, as you well know, are actionable things.
Exactly.
You know, we can take an idea and run with it. And that's why it's important for us to use discernment, which is the word we use to really emphasize critical thinking. You know, mm-hmm. are we paying attention? Are we noticing the ideas? And are we evaluating them, especially when they're couched in an emotional kind of way?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things that we would recognize on the surface as a bad idea, if it's told in an emotional way, like Million Dollar Baby, you know, mm-hmm. with Clint Eastwood and Hilary right. Swank, is a great example of here you have this woman who was an athlete who ends up, you know, a quadriplegic and basically asks Clint Eastwood's character to pull the plug on her. The movie makes a very emotional case for that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't necessarily stand back and say, oh, what a terrible choice.
Right.
But if you take a step back from the emotion of it, man, there's a lot to evaluate there.
Right, exactly. And it's also maybe a bit prescient because, God forbid, if you're faced in that situation, what do you do?
Right.
You know, and I got to tell you, personally, you know, especially hearing what's been going on with COVID-19 and people being on respirators, my oldest brother, who passed away a couple of years ago, it was heartbreaking. He was on a ventilator for about 7 months, close to 8 months.
Wow.
And when I went to visit him, I had no idea that he was in the peril that he was in. I went to visit him in the hospital because his family, you know, oddly enough, they weren't very open about it. In fact, they rarely visited him. And so I fly, you know, 2,000 miles to go and visit him. I see him, you know, strapped to this machine. And I'm thinking, oh my God. And, you know, what is going on here? What's the prognosis? And the doctor is saying, hey, look at, you know, he deals with anxiety. You think? I mean,
right.
strapped to this thing? I mean, like, who wouldn't? Yes. And so we give him medication to deal with that. And, you know, and it's like two steps forward, three back, you know, kind of thing. And, and we didn't even have the full context because I wasn't even aware that he had had a stroke.
Right.
But we thought he was dealing with COPD issues, stuff that was, you know, going back
manageable.
To. Yeah, well, it was stuff that was related to when he was in the Air Force and he had been exposed to Agent Orange. And so things like that. So anyway, you know, we get through this process and I go back to see him several times. And, you know, I'm telling my wife, I go, don't ever let me get like, I couldn't handle it psychologically. I mean, I'm claustrophobic and I'm claustrophobic. I'm going through all kinds of emotions just watching my brother endure this.
Yeah.
Well, he's transferred to another hospital and we go there to visit him and Adam, he's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone. I mean, that machine's the only thing that's keeping. And I go to the nurse and I go, does anybody pass away while they're on this machine? She goes, it can happen, but not, you know, more than not than do, you know, kind of deal. And I said, cause my brother's not here. I mean, this machine is basically keeping him alive. Now, it wasn't my responsibility. I didn't sign a DNR. I didn't,
right.
You know, it wasn't my deal. This was his choice, something that he had failed to do, that he and his wife did. And eventually, they end up having to make the decision to disconnect.
Right.
And, you know, and even my sister-in-law thought, well, you know, maybe it could be several weeks before he actually passes. And I'm thinking, he's already gone.
Yeah.
And no sooner did they take the equipment off, you know, maybe a half dozen breaths
yeah.
on his own he took, and he was gone.
Hmm.
And, you know, so these are real issues of life and death that we have to deal with. And when I saw that, you know, and seeing that movie and realizing, and that movie happened before my brother passed, but, you know, we've gone through it. You know, both my parents are gone, and my parents, as one nurse explained to my sisters especially, said, you have no idea the gift that your parents gave you in having directives, having life,
yeah.
a life choice, life-ending decision that was made beforehand, so that in our case, you know, there's nine kids. Well, nine kids, you got nine different opinions.
Right.
And it was crazy. But you know, it really got down, especially with my mother, because my mother had a stroke, and then you know, she had a DNR, and that meant they couldn't intravenously feed her or go through that process. And I was the executor of the estate, and I think every one of the kids, every one of my family members came to me, and well, I'll tell you, it was a trial. Because they attacked me. They said, you know, you're killing our mother. And they go, you know, these are her wishes.
Yeah.
And this is clear. And so, you know, it was a prayerful time. It was a very trying time. But, yeah, there's so much to learn, you know, from, you know, movies. And I think even sometimes, Adam, to your point, sometimes movies that we don't even expect, that we think, oh, they're just amusement only.
Right.
Occasionally there is that nugget that if you have some critical thinking and exercise ability, if I can make up that word, and utilize those terms together, you can appreciate those nuggets of life that even sometimes where you think, you know, a writer that you think so disconnected from real life and meaning, all of a sudden they come up with a bit of genius.
Right.
And maybe it's just God inspired, it's, you know, whatever it is, and maybe they themselves don't even realize what it was that they just conveyed to us.
Yeah, and you know, I think it, another thing here, we talk about specific and general revelation. In general revelation, the Old Testament has to do with the idea that you can look at the creation and have a sense that there must have been a creator. I mean, just in a really general sense. And that's related to the idea that all truth is God's truth. That,
right.
You know, somebody can convey a point that absolutely reflects something that is true or in harmony with Scripture without intending to do that at all.
Exactly. Well, it's like this COVID, right?
Right.
I mean, we've got herd immunity going on. Who created that? You think Dr. Fauci created herd immunity?
I mean,
Dr.
So.
Birx or even Donald Trump or Nancy Pelosi? No, God created this. God, you know, the virus has been going, viruses like this have been going on since the fall of man.
Right.
All right? So.
Absolutely.
But that can't be denied. But lots of offerings, getting back to the point of PluggedIn.com,
yeah.
Streaming. I always love our time together, Adam. I'm sure I just so appreciate you.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And I really do. I mean that sincerely, because it's just that we're able to get into some things, and especially right now. Obviously, we must need to, or they wouldn't come up. That's the way I live my life. But
yes.
And I know you do as well.
Providentially.
But, yes, amen. Yeah, our hands are in the one who brought us in the world and who will take us out.
Yep.
In due time. So a couple of streaming highlights with less than a minute. Which should we be looking for?
Three things that I picked out from the last couple of years for families with younger children are Paddington, mm-hmm. Christopher Robin, and Wonder. All
yes.
Three terrific movies.
Oh, yeah.
Worth checking out our review, and if you're looking for something fun and inspiring and just nice to watch, those all fit the bill.
Well, and there's others there, too, that you guide them along. You give them a review of other choices and options. That's a great resource as, you know, we continue to be quarantined and held into the household, and why not make those life-changing choices, right? Life
yes.
Or death. It's, you know, life is a good one. So this will give you some good guidance. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Adam, be safe. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
God bless.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.